Hey now, welcome in, y'all, and guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time, and I am your one, your only Miss McKinney, and I know you guys are extremely glad of that. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for supporting. It is not possible to have a successful podcast without listeners and supporters such as yourselves. So I thank each and every one of you. Shout out to all my new crew that's coming in and showing lots of love and support. Y'all, I'm having such a good time. And I thank each and every one of you for all that you are doing for us, with us, supporting us on the porch. You are greatly appreciated. Without further ado, I'm super excited to drop this episode. When we recorded it, his better half was actually pregnant. Now she's had the baby, and we want to go ahead and bless them with this memory that was recorded when the baby, I wouldn't say was a twinkle in the eye because she was pregnant, but while it was in the oven and along the way. He's since then had a beautiful baby girl, and we thank him so much for blessing us with his new dad vibes, or expected dad vibes, on the porch. Stay tuned. Hey now, welcome in. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Excellent. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Good. I can hear you too. Thank you for joining us on the porch for our dad series. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. I am 35. I am about to be a new father. I work in the entertainment industry. I'm a lighting designer, and I have my own production company.
Very nice, very nice. Later on, I'll give you a chance to tell us where we can find you. So I'm really excited to have you because you're my first dad. This is your first baby, right?
This is my first baby.
So this is my first dad that is in the mode of expectancy. So what do you want your baby to call you?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I guess I'd be all right with, you know, the typical dad, daddy, that type of stuff.
The norm. Okay. And so I know you got the questions. Was this pregnancy planned?
No, it wasn't.
No. And so, do you remember how you felt when you found out she was pregnant?
Well, yes, I do, because she woke me up in the morning. So I was still half asleep. I was actually really shocked, because for a couple of reasons. One, again, because it was early in the morning and she was kind of hitting me with that. And we couldn't talk about it because she was on her way to work. And two, because I had been married for 9 years before this relationship, mm-hmm. and we didn't have any kids, so I wasn't sure that I could actually have kids. And me being 35 now, I told her, I was like, I've never, you know, gotten a fertility test or anything, so I don't know if it's possible or not. And then, you know, here we are.
And that's awesome. You know, I've heard so many stories like that where they tried and tried and tried and it never happened. And then they went their separate ways and bada bing, bada boosh. Sometimes I guess it's just God's plans rather than ours, right?
Exactly.
And so let's see. How did you, well, you said you were shocked and prepared and I mean shocked and that you were kind of woken up out of it. But after you accepted the news, after you knew this was real, it wasn't April Fool's, it was not a joke, this is very real, how did you prepare your mind for that? Like, what was that moment like when you were like, this is so real?
That moment was, I have to start saving a lot more money, I have to prepare to change my whole lifestyle. Because, like I said, I'm in the entertainment industry, so I do a lot of traveling. So I'm on the road more than I'm at home. And having a pregnant girlfriend and then subsequently the baby being born, I know I'm going to have to be around a lot more. So I have to figure out how to make my money not being away from home.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that the best part about that is you are a little bit older, so you are much more settled-minded than some of us younger parents. And you'll probably be able to enjoy the experience a little bit more. So I'm a little jealous, and kudos to you for that one. Are you guys gonna do any Lamaze classes, birthing classes?
I'm sure we're gonna do all kind of stuff.
How far along is she?
She is 22 weeks.
22 weeks, so we're about halfway through. Are you
Yeah.
hoping for a girl or a boy?
We're having a boy.
It's a boy. I was gonna say I saw the picture on social media and it looked like a boy to me because she's carrying really, really high. And a beautiful mommy she is. An absolutely beautiful mommy.
Thank you. I'll let her know.
Yeah. All righty. And so you don't have any birth stories for me, like some
Not
of the other
yet.
dads. Are you hoping for, have you given any thought? Do you care if it's natural cesarean or just a healthy birth?
We want a natural. At first, we were gonna do like at home water birth, but now we just want it to be natural. Ultimately, as long as it's healthy, as long as everybody's okay.
Perfect, perfect. What do you think is going to come natural to you as a dad?
I think I'm kind of naturally caring, so I'm kind of tender. I'm not very quick to anger, so it will be a lot easier for them to come to me with things.
Excellent. And because you are tender, as you put it, what do you think your challenge is going to be?
My challenge, being the bad cop in the situation, having to say no or something like that.
Right. So thank goodness it's a boy and not a little girl, right? Then you'd be really up the creek. Do
Right.
you hope to have any more?
I think we've talked about having one more.
One more. One more. Awesome. So my last question is, what would you like to tell all the dads from the porch today, especially those that are expecting?
Let's see. Especially those that are expecting.
Well, not the dad, but you know they have a significant other that's expecting.
Yeah. It's an interesting ride. I because this is the first time for me, I'm dealing with all of the hormones. So, yeah. Just be ready for close to bipolar. And I'm not going to let her hear this,
Okay.
so.
That
Oh,
is very
man.
true. The hormones are absolutely crazy. Are you getting any of those empathy symptoms, like the nausea, vomiting? Have you gained any weight? Are you doing any of those things?
So, in the beginning, yeah, it goes in phases for me. I started having these weird cravings. I did gain a little bit of weight in the beginning. And then certain smells started to bother me. Things that I was used to eating grossed me out. There was so yeah, I guess we attributed it to the pregnancy, to the sympathy or empathy pregnancy. So yeah, I did. I've had all of that.
Excellent. I've always wondered if that was really true, if dads ever had those kinds of things. So thank you for validating that. You said you're in the entertainment industry. So what do you do and how can we find you if we're interested in getting your services.
So I personally am a lighting designer, so I do live events, theater, concerts, things like that. I have my own production company where we do staffing, we do consultation, design. We do it from top to bottom, beginning to end, whatever your event or vision may be. We can kind of talk you through products, spaces. We'll help you find some place, location. What we can walk you through the entire process. And to get to that, our website is www.tmpprod.com. And the name of our company is TMP Productions.
Okay. Now, do they have to be local to you for your services, or do you have ways across the state line?
We will travel.
We will travel. Y'all heard him, folks. He said you don't have to be close to him to get to him. So please be sure to reach out and see what he is all about. Thank you so much for joining us on the porch. I hope it won't be the last. I wish you guys the best of luck with the birth. I hope that it is seamless, eventful, and memories for years and years to come.
For sure. It's going to be interesting because she thinks I'm going to pass out.
Is.
She thinks I'm going to pass out, but I don't think I will.
She thinks you're going to pass out if it's a natural birth or just any birth.
Just me being in the hospital and just the
So
whole process.
I will share with you a couple of stories of emergency cesareans. Some dads were like, I prefer to stay out here. Those that went in said that they never quite viewed her the same again, meaning they could see her actual inside. So that was kind of like, I should have stayed out. But technology has come a long way. My son is 21. Most of the parents that have done this interview have been, they have older children, so technology's come a long way. She might be able to spit the baby out 1 hour and go home the next, the way they're doing it now.
Okay.
Awesome. So thank you again for joining us on the porch, and I hope you guys take care.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So just like that, we keep the interest in listening coming. Thank you all so very, very much for listening. Again, I think it is super neat to have someone who is expected to be a first-time parent on the porch. This was our very first one. So that was pretty awesome. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you guys for listening. So here we go, y'all. Be you. Right? Be you, which is absolutely beautiful, and don't let nary another individual tell you anything different ever. Be strong and be blessed. Take care, y'all.